He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
Is that true? Is the world a much safer place now without the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not sure it's quite as simple as that. In fact, I was saying before the break, would there have been an al-Baghdadi if bin Laden hadn't been killed? Did he come up in that vacuum that was created after al-Qaeda was weakened? I don't know the answer to that question. Will somebody else be out there? Was ISIS already in a state where they weren't a big influence? Anyway, great questions, and I know the guy who has the answers to them. No doubt, though, you have to give President Donald Trump his due. It's a big victory for him at a time when he needed it, with the impeachment hearings dominating the news cycle. It's certainly not nothing that al-Baghdadi is dead. Joining us to talk about it is Phil Gursky of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting, and he's actually in the studio, which is a rare thing. We usually catch you on the phone. Thanks for talking to us today.
My pleasure, Bill.
So how big a deal is it that he's gone? Game changer?
It's big in the sense that, and I there's a line I always use, you know, a dead terrorist is a good terrorist. He can't do any more harm. It's big in that al-Baghdadi was a really charismatic figure. I mean, he is, well, not solely responsible, but largely responsible for sending out messages that got, you know, tens of thousands of people, including several hundred Canadians, to leave and go join ISIS. So he's not there anymore. And who knows what his successor, who he'll be. So his loss is important, but it's also important to point out that this isn't the end of ISIS. Just because al-Baghdadi's gone, there's still tens of thousands of fighters out there, and they're not going to cash in their chips just because the head honcho is gone.
No, it's interesting, though, because when bin Laden was killed, people were having the same conversation we're having right now. And I think these organizations are very dependent on charismatic figures. Al-Qaeda has not been what it was with bin Laden gone. Just you can't argue that it has been. I just think it's too obvious that it hasn't been. And there were still a lot of fighters. And we'd heard about how he'd spent so much time diversifying the organization. Everybody would act independently, that it wasn't dependent on his leadership. But in the end, I think it was very dependent on his leadership. That may or may not be true in this case. But would Baghdadi, would ISIS have risen up as it did and become, for a while, not just a terrorist organization, but an army that took land and governed and collect taxes? I mean, it's a pretty remarkable and terrifying thing that they did. But would that have happened if bin Laden had still been around?
That's a really good question. And you're right, Bill. I mean, Islamic State, whatever we call it as, they were a functioning state. They had, you know, they collected taxes, they collected garbage, they ran schools, et cetera, et cetera. It is important to point out that, you know, ISIS did come out of al-Qaeda. It used to be called al-Qaeda in Iraq, and that's what Baghdadi was part of after the Americans invaded in 2003. Then he went off on his own and created Islamic State in Iraq, which became ISIS. He certainly, I think, rose to the fore after bin Laden was killed in 2011. The caliphate was declared in 2014. It's really hard to reconstruct these things historically, you know, what would have happened if kind of thing. I think he took advantage of the situation, undoubtedly. And let's face it, as much as he was a dastardly terrorist, and I'm really glad he's dead, his experiment was successful, at least for a couple of years. So what happens now? That's the interesting question.
Well, and that's why I asked the question about what may have been different if bin Laden had still been alive. And there's, of course, no way to know it. But it's the question you have to ask now. Mm-hmm. Does somebody else pop up who was waiting for his demise to take over, or will just cash in on the opportunity? That one's always kind of unknowable, but there are a lot of fighters out there looking for a leader now.
Well, I've already heard rumors that somebody's been assigned as leadership. I don't have the person's name offhand, but there is somebody waiting in the wings, as you said. What that person is like will be critical. So you talk about bin Laden, right? I mean, he bit it back in 2011. Ayman al-Zawahiri took over. This guy is the most uncharismatic man in the known solar system. And yet, despite the fact he's no bin Laden, al-Qaeda, in fact, is still around. And many analysts talk about al-Qaeda 2.0, al-Qaeda 3.0, in that by focusing on Islamic State for the past 4 or 5 years, we've neglected al-Qaeda, which has, in fact, grown not back to its former strength, but is still there and is still a force to be reckoned with. So what happens with Islamic State? It's going to be really, really interesting. All I know, Bill, is that there's tens of thousands of fighters. There's a dozen or more affiliates around the world in places like West Africa and Somalia and Afghanistan. And there's all these wannabes, like several Canadians who saw ISIS as an inspiration, and they're not going away either.
But this was part of what ISIS did, right? And I'm not sure if al-Qaeda would have done the same thing. I think part of it was just the change in technology. ISIS cashed in on it, right? Let's inspire followers around the world. We don't have to talk to them directly. We don't have to tell them what to do. We just have to tell them what needs to be done, and they will do it. And we've sort of been in denial, I think, about that. Mm-hmm. We've seen these ISIS-inspired terrorist attacks that we don't directly connect. Well, yeah, the guy had ISIS material. Mm-hmm. He was visiting their websites, but that doesn't mean ISIS controlled it in any way.
No, you make a really good point. And, you know, what ISIS was able to do is basically brand Nike on terrorism. Just do it. You know,
right.
You don't need a fly plane into a building. Pick up a knife, pick up a shovel. We had a woman in a Canadian Tire bill in Toronto a couple of years ago with a golf club, and she was an ISIS wannabe swinging at people's heads in a Canadian Tire in Scarborough. That's just do it terrorism. And, you know, we have people in cars. Drive a car down a road, hit pedestrians, all in the name of Islamic State. You can't even spell ISIS, and yet you're inspired by them. And you're right. And they use social media to great effect to do that.
Should we be worried in the next days and weeks ahead that someone, because of what's just happened with al-Baghdadi, will say, I'm going to show that ISIS is still real and the threat isn't going away?
Yes.
Should there be a heightened state of alert because of this?
Yes and no. So we have to assume that there are other plans afoot anyway, irrespective of what happened yesterday in northeastern Syria, meaning there are attacks that are being planned by Islamic State affiliates, wannabes around the world. They'll be angry, absolutely, and that may in fact be sort of the straw that breaks the camel's back and says, okay, we were going to do an attack, we're not going to do it now, and claim it in the name of our dead leader to show them that we still matter kind of thing. The French interior minister has already warned France about this just yesterday. There was reports in Canadian media, too, we should look out for attacks. You know, it's really hard, Bill, to determine when attacks are ready to be carried out. Look, from our time at CSIS, people are planning things all the time. Luckily, most of these guys are doofuses, and they couldn't carry out a successful plan if you paid them. However, people get lucky, and they're the competent ones as well. So, you know, watch this space, but I'd be surprised if you don't see attacks in the next little while, whether they're claimed by Islamic State or some guy who says, I'm doing this for al-Baghdadi. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Bottom line is a charismatic leader who inspired many to murder innocents is dead, and that's never a bad thing.
That's a very good thing. Baghdadi was not a nice man. He was responsible for some of the most heinous crimes in the past 5 or 6 years, raping little girls, drowning people alive, throwing people off buildings. No one in the world is going to miss al-Baghdadi, Bill.
Putting people in cages and setting them on fire, and it's just unspeakable almost stuff.
The world's a better off place because he's dead today.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Phil Gursky of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting.